Well, as you know, Bangalore is one of the cities which actually segregates its waste from quite a few years now.
Yes.
We were actually segregating close to 35 to 40% in Bangalore city.
Okay.
And the challenge was, handling the mixed waste.
Yes.
To send it to the landfills or to the processing plants where there is a lot of protest from the local people.
Yes.
So if a segregated waste is collected, then, all these problems are solved.
Yes.
So, in that direction, we have already, trained our officers and our RWAs to collect only, segregated waste from the household.
Yes.
All the Paurakarmikas will collect only wet waste, here for.
And they'll be collecting the wet waste every day?
Every day.
Yes.
And then the dry waste collection centers will be collecting the dry waste twice a week.
Twice a week, which is very reasonable because dry waste does not stink or does not create any kind of menace.
Absolutely. You can keep it at home, so there's no problem. So that will solve a lot of my problems. The good news is the outer zones are segregating close to 60 to 65%.
Oh.
So that we started off on 1st of February.
And sir, right now it's reaching a point where the Paurakarmikas can turn down wet waste if it's not segregated, right?
Absolutely. Yes. Now we are going to find, because see, we have to give reasonable opportunity for the citizens also to
Absolutely.
Understand the system.
Absolutely.
So we have given them some time. We'll start finding them after this month. So we'll have the whole system in place. By that time, we'd have effectively, disseminated information to all the citizens.
Okay.
After that, in case they have any, deviations on this, then we'll go very strictly. By this time, we will have our marshals in place. And also, our officers will start finding whoever, does not adhere to this.
So, how extreme can this go? If someone is not segregating consistently over a period of time, what is the worst case scenario in this?
The worst case scenario is that first we'll find them the 100 rupees for the first 3 days, then 500 rupees every day.
Oh, it becomes every day after that?
Yeah, it becomes every day after
but
that.
This
then
is...
After that, they don't do it, then we have to start booking criminal cases against them, that's all.
Oh, it'll come under a criminal case?
Littering, dirtying, because what happens is these people ultimately will be taking it and throwing it in one of those black spots.
Yes.
This is how black spots are created.
Yes.
So we have all the provisions to book them under that littering and so many other cases in the Corporation Act.
Mr. Khan, I also believe for resident welfare organizations, there were some housing societies. I remember last year we had done a campaign with BBMP called Divide and Rule, and this was primarily for waste segregation. And there were resident welfare organizations and associations that were fined 25 to 30,000 rupees.
Yes, of course, because in some areas, I remember in ward number 3, I think we had fined one apartment 1 lakh rupees actually for segregation.
Okay.
So, for example, last 3 days back, me and the additional commissioner East were on rounds, and then somebody refused to give the segregated waste, and then when the Paurakarmika refused to take it, she was assaulted.
She was assaulted physically?
Yes, she was assaulted. So we immediately booked a criminal case against that person. And this was in Austin Town. So we are keeping ourselves,
No, it's high time, Mr. Khan. It's high time that Bangalore was told you better segregate. In fact, I'm surprised Absolutely. That you've given people another 3 weeks of Feb to wrap their head around this basic concept that wet waste will be collected separately, dry twice a week, wet waste every single day. And if they don't, they'll be fined and eventually it can lead to a criminal case.
Yeah, absolutely, ma'am. Absolutely.
Sir, all
because
the best.
Elected representatives also aware of the view that, when we are going very strict on that, let us give them some more time. This is the last attempt, in trying to, organize people. So, we already are seeing good results. I'm 100% sure that, the Bangalore citizens are very, very good.
Yes.
Already to the response, they have already come up to our expectation. 65% is really good.
That's a huge percentage.
Huge percentage. And if, in case, ma'am, if we are able to reach our mark of 70 to 80% segregation, then I'm sure that Bangalore will be one of the cities in the world, to have done such a big feat.
That's a fantastic vision. Without a vision that big and ambitious, Mr. Khan, there's no way we'll be able to achieve any form of
Absolutely.
Greatness. All
Absolutely.
The best to you, and we're here. If there's any message, information you'd like to pass on to the Janta of Bangalore, you have my number, sir. Please get in touch with me. After this whole garbage chaos, people have complained so much that Bangalore is now turning into garbage city, this, that, all that jazz.
Bangalore is no more a garbage city, ma'am.
No more, sir.
City, no, it is not.
Mr. Khan, all the best and thank you again very much.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank
Good
you.
Luck, sir.
Ooh, that's nice.